Hey, Lex Trinan, you are out there at the Pleasant Valley store at the start line for the SummitQuest 300. What's it like out there?
Well, there's a little less fanfare than usual. There's not the big start arches or music or the same crowds that we usually have, but there's still plenty of excitement from the dogs. The mushers are putting the final touches on their equipment. They're snacking their dogs, just getting everything ready. Even though it's a 300-mile race, there's still, that's still 300 miles, and they've got a cold and difficult trial in front of them.
Yeah. The quest usually starts downtown on the Chena River, or when it starts in Whitehorse, it starts downtown Whitehorse. So the organizers moved it this year.
Yeah, there were a couple of reasons for that. The main one was just to keep the crowds down. We are still living in a global pandemic, and organizers thought not having a lot of people standing around or yelling and cheering might, that is definitely a way that COVID could be spread. So there was that. And then another reason is some bridge construction downtown on the Chena River, and that was possibly going to interfere with the race.
Pandemic and construction. Well, construction's always one of those things, but a pandemic, that's a new kink in the works. So you are at Pleasant Valley at the start line. Are there other changes this year to the race that are interesting?
Yeah, the big experiment that race officials are doing this year has to do with rest times. So racers have to take a cumulative total of 22 hours of rest throughout the race. But unique to this year, they will have to take it at the checkpoints. So that means the time they spend resting on the trail won't count for the total. So it'll be interesting to see if that speeds up the time between checkpoints or if racers will stick to a standard schedule. You know, there's still some 70-mile runs going over summits, so that's a long stretch to go in one go. But I know some racers are going to try to do that 70-mile stretch without a stop.
Wow, that is going to be a big haul for them.
Yeah, it absolutely will. There's also some rookies that will maybe take an easier route on that. But for those top mushers, I think they'll definitely be going for it and making the best time they can in between those checkpoints.
Since there's not a Yukon Quest 300 and a 1,000-mile Yukon Quest race this year, you have rookies fairly new to the sport of racing alongside veterans and past winners of the Yukon Quest 1,000-mile race. Are these newcomers excited about being on the same roster as seasoned mushers?
Oh, yeah, they definitely are. You know, you have Hugh Neff coming back to the race, and so there's a lot of people. One musher grew up with Hugh Neff in Tanana back when Hugh Neff worked in Tanana some 25 years ago, so they get to race together. But, you know, just mushers in general, you know, they like to run their own races, so most of the rookies that I talked to just said they're going to run their own race. They're not going to get caught up with the excitement of running with those top mushers, but certainly they were excited to share the field with those top mushers.
You've been getting to know these mushers and see their dog teams so far. What storylines are you following this year?
As usual, there are so many great ones. One musher that I'm looking out for is Bridget Watkins. She's the daughter of Alan Moore and the stepdaughter of Allie Zirkel, who just recently announced her retirement from competitive racing. Both Allie and Alan Moore are former Quest 1,000-mile champions. So Bridget, Alan's daughter, is technically a rookie, but she's got those good bloodlines in her dogs from the Allie Zirkel kennel. And she's just got this incredible energy as a musher. She works as an ER nurse. She's raising two young kids and is, of course, keeping a full kennel. And on top of that, she is recovering after getting hit by a snow machine that ran her over and broke her leg, tore up her knee. That was in a training run in late November. So she's still recovering from that, but she says she's good to go, and she has the energy to match. Another musher I'm really excited to watch is a young musher named DJ Star. He's from the town of Huslia, of course, the legendary mushing community that is the home of George Atla. I met him a couple days ago at the food drop, and he was just such a relaxed, lighthearted, kind of self-deprecating, humble guy you can meet. He's the only musher in this year's race that is living off the road system, but I think he's going to be a crowd favorite.
I love it. I cannot wait to hear all the tales from the Summit Quest Trail. Lex, stay safe out there, and we look forward to your reporting.
Thank you so much, Lori. Hope you guys can tune in.
KUAC coverage of the 2021 Summit Quest is made possible by Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, and Shannon and Wilson, proud sponsors of KUAC.